Welcome to r/smut, where we find the spiciest stories that Reddit has to offer and read it to you, horny little rats. It's time to r/smut up and listen.
Hey, it's Charlotte.
Hey, it's Riley.
And we're back with more Reddit erotica.
Yeah. Welcome back.
And if you're listening to this on your normal podcasting platform, head on over to Patreon and go check us out there. We do it every Tuesday.
Do it.
Right now. And this first one comes from Blood Moon Audios _27, and it's called Graduation Gift. And the tags are male best friend, female best friend, bathroom sex, fingering, doggy style, quickie, throat pie, spanking, goth girl, cunnilingus. You are Julius.
Okay.
Today you have graduated high school at the age of 18. You are standing in front of a shining mirror, clad in a graduate's attire, washing your hands. The sweet smell of citrus wafts through the shiny bathroom. Light shines off the stainless porcelain of the urinals. Julius, they must pay their janitors well at this campus if these bathrooms are this clean. The sound of a shrill, high-pitched whistle permeates the air, pulling you out of your thoughts. You turn around to see a black-haired, bespectacled goth woman of average height with a slender build standing in the doorway. Behind her glasses are two brown cat-like eyes. Underneath them is a narrow nose and a sly grin adorned with black lipstick. Julius, Michelle, you actually showed up. Michelle, I said I would, didn't I? Believe it or not, I try to keep my promises. Julius, oh, right, my bad, Michelle. So what brings you to the men's bathroom? Michelle, I just got out of the bathroom myself. Then I noticed you were in here. I couldn't resist giving you a little scare, for old time's sake. Julius, humph. Yeah, just like that one time you woke me up with Ozzy Osbourne screaming, all aboard, at the top of his lungs. Oh my god, being woken up to Crazy Train sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, yes, it sure does.
Michelle bursts out laughing while hunched over, holding her stomach. Michelle, holy shit, I haven't thought about that in years. The way you fell out of your bed screaming was fucking priceless. You roll your eyes at Michelle, but your mouth forms into a small smile. Julius, sigh. Seriously, I thought my heart was about to burst out of my chest. Michelle's laughter suddenly comes to a stop. She looks up at Julius with a mischievous look on her face. Michelle, chuckle. That wasn't the only thing that was about to burst out. Julius, huh? What are you talking about? Oh, my dick. My dick was about to burst out.
Your penis.
Your face turns lava red as you realize what she's talking about. You think back to that day she woke you up. It was summer, and the night before was too hot for wearing any extra clothing. The very same night, you had a very spicy dream of Michelle. You thought it best to keep that part a secret from her. When Michelle woke you up with music, she noticed the tent you were pitching in your underwear. For months, she made sly remarks about that day every chance she had. Yeah, I would too. I would too.
You have to.
They only came to an end when she went off to college 1 year ago. Michelle, chuckle. Those were the days. Fewer assignments. The consequences of one's actions weren't so dire. And sleep. Oh, sweet 8 hours of sleep. How I miss you. Julius, I don't envy you one bit, Michelle. Wow, they say each other's names a lot in conversation.
They do.
Wait, last night, didn't you say that your semester is already over? Shouldn't you be able to rest more? Michelle, yeah, I even considered taking the fall semester off too. But if that's not possible, there are always online classes. Oh, I almost forgot about your graduation gift. Julius, ah, right. So what's my gift? Michelle, that would be me. Michelle.
Slay girl.
The minute those words hit your ears, the world freezes. Sure, she's flirted with you before, but she always played it off as a joke. Julius, all that loud music from the ceremony must have screwed up my ears. Can you say that one more time? Michelle leaned closer to Julius's ears. Michelle, I'm the gift, Julius. Do whatever you want with me. His heart rate hastened as his brain processed Michelle's bold words. Julius, okay, so I did hear you right the first time. Michelle closes the distance between them to the point where you can smell the perfume coming off of her. Michelle, so what do you have in store for me? Your heart pounds in your chest so hard it feels it could burst through your chest. Julius walks past Michelle, then pulls open the toilet stall door. Julius, follow me. Michelle, chuckle. All right.
The chuckles are getting to me.
They enter the stall together, with Julius closing the stall door behind both of them. He turns to face Michelle, who has a knowing grin on her face. Michelle, okay, now you got me interested. Just what are you going to do behind these walls, handsome? Julius, turn around and bend over. Michelle's eyes widen a bit at your declaration. Michelle, I thought you'd never ask. Took you long enough. Michelle turns around, then lifts up her shirt, revealing her modest chest. Modest? She's nude. That's not very modest.
Does she have small titties or something?
I mean, I guess, but it's still not modest if she's whipping them out.
That's true. Maybe it's modest in size.
Oh, maybe. She undoes her belt, lowers her pants and underwear, then points her bare, flat ass right at you. Oh, so she's got little tits and a flat ass.
Okay. Her bare, flat ass.
She peeks at you from between her legs with her lust-filled eyes and sly smile. Michelle's pink-shaven pussy puckers open and shut and drips with lust.
Oh my god, what? It's like, hey.
Okay, bye. Oh, hey. She takes both of her fingers and spreads her vagina's thin lips apart. Clear liquid drips out of it. She's wild.
Clear?
Yeah, she's a healthy girl. Clear liquid. She's ovulating. Your heart throbs as you look at the dripping mess in between her legs. As for your one-eyed snake, it's getting dangerously close to tearing its way through your pants. Wow.
Wow.
Michelle, come on, Julius, do something. You kneel down, then slide your middle finger along her warm, wet entrance. Michelle lets out a small moan as your finger easily slides into her depths. Michelle, wait a second. Is that your finger? Julius, yeah, why? Wait, I didn't hurt you, right? Michelle, no, I was just expecting more than a finger, like your dick, or your tongue at the very least. Oh my god, he's just getting you warmed up, girl. Be patient.
Yeah.
Julius, patience, Michelle. I want you nice and loose before getting to the good stuff. Nice and loose.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, these people seem like they're, like, having sex for the very first fucking time.
And also speaking to another human being for the first time.
Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck?
As his middle finger slides deeper into her warm, wet pussy, she tenses up, gently gripping your finger. You thrust your finger in and out of her warm, velvety depths. Her juice is gushing out, splashing you in the face every now and then. Oh my gosh. And it keeps, like, going back and forth between first person and third person, and it's tripping me up.
Yeah.
One minute I'm Julius, one minute I'm not Julius. Am I Julius or am I not Julius?
It literally told you at the beginning, you're Julius. So.
Michelle, holy shit, this is way different than I thought it would be. Julius, never fingered yourself before? Michelle, of course I have, but your fingers, oh god, right there. Julius, you're gushing so much down here. Oh my god. As you pull your fingers out from her pussy, a string of her juices is attached to his digits. Okay, that was a switch in between the same sentence. Of first and third person.
I was gonna say, this sounds like it was written by, like poorly written. Oh my god, that's mean. But, like, AI or something. It doesn't sound like a robot.
Michelle, what the? Why did you stop? Julius, my hand was getting tired. Also, I've been dying to know what you taste like for a while. Julius sticks his nectar-coated fingers in his mouth. The sweetness of Michelle's sticky juices comes to a surprise the moment his fingers touch your tongue.
He savors the taste.
His fingers touch your tongue. Are we Wait. Both Julius?
What's happening?
He savors the taste. Michelle stares at him, breathing heavy, eyes wide, and addled with lust as he enjoys her pussy juices. Michelle, chuckle. Do I taste good?
So that's a chuckle. Just so you guys know, it literally says, like, after Michelle's supposed to say something, it says chuckle in parentheses, right? Like,
yeah, chuckle.
I'm just gonna say that anytime I chuckle now. Chuckle, chuckle.
Julius, Michelle, words fail to properly describe how delectable you taste. Now for the main course.
God. All right, Julius.
Planting both hands on her flat ass, he crouches down, face level with her shaven, sopping wet pussy. The powerful musk from her pussy assaults his nose.
That makes it sound like her puss smells bad.
It's on the small side, with a brown labia. It winks at you as you observe the beautiful sight.
What the fuck? I'm speechless. A robot wrote this.
Her arousal drips down both of her thighs. Michelle, are you going to stare at it? Or you lean toward her left thigh and lick her sweet nectar. Michelle groans as your tongue trails up her. Her body shivers as you close in on her entrance. Okay, I'm Julius now.
Okay.
Just before your tongue hits the pussy, you switch over to her right thigh. He's just licking her thighs. Michelle, fuck's sake, Julius. Enough with the teasing. Julius, I'm going to savor the taste, Michelle. And your shivering is making the experience all the more pleasurable. Also, don't act like you're not enjoying all of this. Michelle, look, just stop the teasing. I can't take it anymore, please. Julius, okay, but only because you said please. Quickly, you finish up the last of her nectar, your eyes locked to the source. Her winking pussy is seeping with her juices, desperate for attention. Why is her pussy winking?
It's, hello.
Holding nothing back as you dive forward, plunging your tongue into the depths of her vagina. Michelle releases a girlish squeal as you passionately lap at her slit. Michelle, holy shit, right there. Turning your attention elsewhere, you nibble on her labia, making her release a heavy groan. You can feel her hips shaking in your grasp. After several more licks, you pull back, licking her nectar off your lips. Michelle, again, why'd you... He raises his hand up in the air and then slams it down on Michelle's small rear. I'm not Julius at this point.
No.
The resounding slap mixed in with her squeal echoes through the bathroom. A sense of triumph fills within you. However, after lifting his hand up, he winces at the slight red mark on her cheek. Julius, whoa, Michelle, that was too hard. Michelle, do it again. Taken somewhat aback, his desire to dominate Michelle wells up again. Julius brings his hand back up before bringing it down hard against her soft cheeks. Michelle squeals again, this time sounding more pleased. Deciding to switch things up a bit, you lift your hand again. You bring your hand down, then slaps her ass with your forehand, then back across again with your backhand, then across with your forehand again. He's bitch slapping her.
Bow, bow.
With each successive slap, Michelle's squeals sound more feminine. Michelle, yes, 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 spank my ass like it's yours. It surprises you how firm and springy her butt is. It's still kind of on the small side, but it's got enough fat for a rewarding bounce that creates ripples.
Okay. Again, a robot wrote this.
Your smile grows after each cry she releases as you smack both of her cheeks. The pale skin on her ass rapidly reddens after each firm strike. The goth girl sputters out gibberish for a few minutes. After a while of bombarding her now reddened posterior, you stop to catch your breath.
Oh my god.
Lightly, you trace your finger across her sore and sensitive flesh, making Michelle wince a bit. The bespeckled girl looks at you with tears welling up in her eyes and a sly grin on her face. Michelle, holy fuck, I didn't know you could be so aggressive. Julius, and I didn't know you were so slutty. Michelle, Julius, Michelle, you don't need to say another word. Shrugging free of your pants, you position yourself at Michelle's slit. She lets out a long and low moan as your head slips between her pussy lips. Firmly taking hold of her hips, you press inside. Thanks to her pussy dripping with her arousal, your dick slides into her depths with very little resistance. Michelle, fuck. I didn't think you'd be huge enough to stretch me out like this. Fuck me until your hips stop working. But you better finish in my mouth. A cocky smirk forms on Julius's face after hearing Michelle's breathy demands. Julius, gladly. His hips quickly pulled back before fluidly thrusting back in. Soon the bathroom was filled with yours and Michelle's moans as you pound her pussy into next week at steady and hard pace. The sound of your moans mixed together with the slapping of flesh brings you a type of joy you've never experienced before. Michelle, right there, Julius, right there. For the love of God, don't fucking stop. As you enjoy Michelle's velvety grip around your cock, you feel a pressure welling within you. Julius, Michelle, I'm close. In quick succession, Michelle turns to face you, drops to her knees, then puts your dick into her mouth. She aggressively bobs her head up and down on your manhood. You groan in surprise as you feel the entirety of your dick hit the back of the girl's throat, her warm mouth enveloping you while her tongue caresses the underside. You try to hold back just a little bit longer, but it was no use. Her mouth is soon painted white with your semen, a bit of it spill.
What?
A bit of it spill. She slowly slides her lips along your cock until they're completely off your dick. She chuckles and licks a bit of semen off the corner of her mouth. Michelle, that was a huge load. When was the last time you rubbed one out? Julius, weeks ago. Been too busy.
Okay, you tell me you can't just jerk yourself? You're too busy to jerk yourself?
No, too busy. Too busy. Mm. The sounds of footsteps and several people chatting fills the air. Julius and Michelle. Crap. The two of you hastily get your clothes back on.
Crap. Wow. Okay. That was a story.
It was. Had a beginning, middle, and end.
It sure did. And this next one comes from Positive Flan 8448. And the title is, I got wet during my breast examination.
Oh, no. There is nothing less sexy than a breast examination.
Yeah, no. The whole time I'm just like... So, yeah. No. And the tags are female 38, male 32, kinky, wet, sensual. The waiting room was antiseptic, the sort of environment that put you on high alert for every noise, the tick of the clock, the turn of the pages, the spasmodic cough. I sat there with my husband, Mark, his hand on my knee in a gesture of reassurance, but I sensed the tightness in his fingers, the way they flexed slightly when the nurse spoke my name. Hello, Mary, she added, clutching a clipboard. Dr. Carter is ready for you now. Mark rose up with me, all worried-faced, but something else was happening that I couldn't even begin to figure out. You okay with this? He whispered. I nodded, attempting to smile. It's just a checkup, Mark. I'll be fine. He paused, then nodded again. Okay, I'll be right here if you need me. You okay with this? Sir, she has to get her titties looked at. What are you talking about?
We do this every year. It's fine, Mark.
Yeah, Mark. The nurse took me down a short corridor to an examining room. And who do I see waiting for me? Dr. Carter.
Well, yeah, she said Dr. Carter's ready for you now.
Yeah, he's ready and waiting for you.
That's what she said.
And who do I see? The doctor. Crazy. I was totally not expecting him to appear the way he did. He was younger than I had pictured, mid-30s, dark hair, and these incredibly blue eyes that seemed to absorb everything at once. He smiled warmly when I came in, and it gave me this odd flutter in my chest. Mary, you say? He asked, his voice smooth and confident. Yes, I replied, suddenly feeling embarrassed. Hi, I'm Dr. Carter. Let's get this started, okay? He gestured for me to sit on the exam table, so I did, with my hands all in knots in my lap. He started by asking me a whole series of questions about what I was experiencing, how long I had tenderness, whether there was discharge, you know, that sort of thing. I did my best to answer, trying to push aside the way his eyes seemed to linger on me just for a fraction of a second longer than necessary. All right, he eventually said. I want you to remove your top and bra so I can take a look at your breasts. I could feel my face heating up, but I just nodded. It was just a normal part of the exam, you know? I turned my back on him and unbuckled my blouse, removing it along with my bra. The air in the room was kind of cold on my skin, so I crossed my arms over my chest when I turned back around. You can recline, he said, donning a pair of gloves. I did what he instructed, just lying back against the table and staring up at the ceiling. I could hear the soft sound of the rustle of his gloves as he approached, then his hands on me. His touch was initially very gentle, with just a light pressure as he began to examine my breasts. Does this hurt? He asked, probing a little harder with his fingers. Yes, a bit, I said, my voice not much above a whisper. He nodded, his fingers tracing slow, delicate circles. Your breasts are very nice.
Well, that's malpractice.
I don't know if you should say that. Yeah, I don't think you should say that.
Also, if you have a male OB, there should be a female nurse in the room, right?
Yes, 100%. It's called like a chaperone.
Yeah, I have a male OB and there's always a nurse in the room.
Yeah, I had like a male ultrasound tech for like a vaginal ultrasound and I had to have a girl in there with me.
Not this place.
Yeah, and like at my work, if my doctor is looking at someone's shoulder and like titties out or something just for any reason, I have to be in the room.
Yeah.
Where is this place? I'm calling on them.
He remarked in a careless voice as if discussing the weather. I could feel my face burning. Oh, thanks, I replied, but my voice had a slightly wrong tone to me. His hands wandered all over me, and I knew all too well my body was responding in ways it shouldn't. My nipples became hard at his touch. I bit my lip harshly to prevent making a sound. I kept telling myself it was just a physical response, nothing more. Then he pinched one of my nipples, and I was hit with the spark of electricity running through me. You've got piercings, he said to her, his fingers tracing the miniature metal studs.
Sir!
Studs in her nipples?
Yeah, how does that fucking work? I have my nipples pierced and, well, I guess they're kind of studs. It's like a bar.
A bar, yeah, but studs? Like earrings?
Just in your nipple hole.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah, I replied, my voice trembling slightly. I got them when I was a child. They look great, he remarked, sounding extremely impressed. How much did you pay for them?
I'm sorry, you got your nipples pierced when you were a child? Did you go to Claire's? What is this?
Yeah, what the fuck? Is it still her nipples?
I don't know. Yeah, he's talking about her piercings. And she said, yeah, I got them when I was a child.
Yeah, what the fuck? Weird. He nodded, fiddling with the piercings. I could feel myself getting hot and bothered, and I squeezed my thighs together, attempting to keep it on the down low. This was so wrong, like really wrong, but I just couldn't seem to make him stop. And then suddenly, there was a knock on the door, and Mark shouted, hey, Mary, I brought you water.
Why does she need water right now at this very second?
Yeah, but also like, yeah, Mark, come in, please. Oh my God, what is this doctor doing?
Mark, thank God you're here.
Yeah. Dr. Carter stood up at once, taking his hands away from me. We're just finishing up, he said, sounding all cool and professional. I jumped up and got into my bra and top as quickly as possible. My hands were trembling all over the place, and my heart was racing like crazy. Then Mark showed up a minute later with the bottle of water. Is something wrong? He asked, looking between me and Dr. Carter. Everything's fine, Dr. Carter said with a smile. Just a little tenderness, probably stress or, you know, being handled a lot. He smiled knowingly at Mark, and Mark laughed somewhat self-consciously.
He's like, you play with her titties a lot? Because I would. They're nice.
You guys fucking? Good. I'm glad to hear it, Mark said, giving me the water. Dr. Carter told me to rub my breasts with oil to relieve tenderness. And he then prescribed a painkiller. A painkiller?
For your sore titties. Have some hydro. Yeah.
We were out of there in a few minutes, and I could feel Mark's gaze on me as we headed to the car. You sure you're okay? He asked again, once we're inside. I'm okay, I replied, even though I was still in shock at having been robbed.
Robbed?
Robbed?
What? When were you robbed?
Robbed of what?
She says, also, he took my wallet.
As soon as I got home, I headed directly to the bathroom and closed the door. I shed my panties and noticed that they were actually totally soaked. My face flushed with shame, but honestly, I couldn't help but wonder about how Dr. Carter had touched me. I breathed deeply, trying to push the thoughts away. And there, staring back at me in the mirror, I knew that this was something that I was certainly not going to be forgetting anytime in the near future. The end.
Oh my goodness. Oh,
you're all soaky, girl.
And this next one comes from Various_Focus5452, and it's called Horny Cock Predators, Part 1, Meeting Kim. And the tags are male 30s, females 30s, barefoot nudism, naturism, exhibitionism, outdoor sex, foot fetish.
Ooh, foot fetish. I don't think we've done a foot fetish yet.
No.
Yeah.
She was horny as fuck and had been masturbating for hours. Deb wasn't due back until 2 days later. She couldn't keep her hands off her swollen pussy. 3 comes later, her pussy was still wet. 3 comes later, like it's an increment of time. Clit hard and throbbing. Her head swam with pent-up lust. She needed someone, and fast, damn it. At 30, she was 5'6" and what some people would call a BBW, or big, beautiful woman. Although the only large parts of her body were her watermelon-sized, bowling ball-shaped tits with Concord grape-sized, shaped and colored nipples.
Jesus, descriptive. This is some big ol' yitties.
She's got watermelons with grapes at the end of them.
What a visual.
And her round, big ass. Her pudgy, pouty-lipped pussy with the green bean-shaped and sized clit sat under her small beer belly. What? So many food descriptions.
What
Holy
the
smokes.
Fuck is this description?
She has a green bean-shaped and sized clit. And colored.
Yeah. Is it the green bean still in its, like, shell, so it's long? Or is it just a green bean?
I was picturing, like, canned green beans. Slightly chubby, slightly muscular, yet still sexy legs ended with sexy size 6 feet. Her face was plain, peppered with freckles and light sea green eyes. She was not even close to being ugly.
Okay.
It was near 80 degrees out, showery and humid. The showers did little to cool things off, so she decided to take a walk around the farm. Padding into the kitchen, her destination was changed for her when she spied the envelope containing her taxes on the kitchen counter. Her heart raced, and her pussy quivered at the thought of how hot it was going to be to take a totally naked walk up her long driveway in the moonlight to the mailbox. Oh my goodness. She saw the tax forms and she was like, oh my God. She stared at her flip-flops for a second, contemplating sliding them on to protect her soft soles from the gravel. With a shrug, she put the necklace with her house key around her neck and went out the door, crossed the lawn, and walked up the grassy side of the driveway to the row of mailboxes shared by her and the closest next-door neighbor, 1,000 feet from her house, through a dense forest of trees, her heart pounding in her chest, pussy throbbing, quivering, and her juices oozing down her leg.
Oozing.
A happy surprise waited for her last year. Rob Petrie had inherited the mini farm from her grandfather he never met, a father he only knew for 2 years as a toddler, and multiple cousins he never met. He had off and on girlfriends and now was single. Standing at 6'8" tall and weighing 190 pounds of lean muscle, he was a little bit of a hot with the women. What do you mean? First of all, he's a giant. He's gangly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe the women just really liked that lengthy motherfucker.
Yeah.
I don't know.
With black hair, dark brown eyes, he was what the ladies called tall, dark, and handsome. They especially liked his 7-inch long, 4-inch thick, uncut monster of a cock.
That is a monster.
That is. It was all some of them seemed to be interested in. He had met his next-door neighbor, Kim, and had been thunderstruck by her. He had flirted with her, with little to no results. She didn't seem interested. He couldn't be farther from the truth. He thought it was a shame she was visiting her mother in the nearby state. He was in for a surprise. He had been completely naked in his hammock on the back deck, jacking off and thinking about her. Now, horny out of his mind, he padded into the house, his hard, massive cock leading the way. After pissing in the bathroom, he spotted the letter that needed to be sent out. With a sigh, he grabbed it, went out the door, and began padding up the lawn to the shared mailbox stand, his hard, drooling, twitching cock leading the way. Again, it's leading the way. The air was cool, the landscape clearly visible into the light of the full moon, and the grass felt wonderful under the smooth, soft soles. The slight breeze made her nipples and clit hard, and her heart pounding harder as she neared the asphalt. She turned, placed her envelope in, and nearly jumped out of her skin. He stood there, towering over her, his massive meat jumping.
His massive meat.
He clutched an envelope in his hand, and his eyes were open wide in surprise. He stepped out onto the asphalt, which was still slightly warm from the afternoon sun. His cock jerked, and he thought he was seeing things when he saw her standing by the mailboxes. His cock threatened to erupt, and he took a step back when she shouted out at him. "Stop! Who are you? What do you want?" she shouted, getting a fighting stance. You're the one walking naked to the mailbox. This is a public space, ma'am.
Maybe his dick just really scared her.
Yeah, she's like, monster dick.
Yeah, that scared me.
I know the martial arts, and I have mace. Kim Novak, he asked. Is that you? It's me, Rob Petrie, your neighbor. Don't shoot. I won't hurt you. Rob, what the hell are you doing out here? She asked in a slightly irritated voice. Mailing a letter, he replied, drinking in her beauty with his eyes. Her eyes were locked on his massive erection. She was turned away from him, her gorgeous ass pointed in his direction. He suddenly had the urge to pepper it with kisses for starters. She turned to him, her bald pussy drooling and massive tits rising and falling as he devoured her with his eyes.
Her bald pussy drooling?
Yeah. I could ask you the same thing, he quipped with a tiny chuckle. Yeah, she replied lustily. How's Crystal? She and her new boyfriend are doing well. We broke up last month, he replied, popping his envelope into the box and raising the flag. Too bad for Crystal, Kim chuckled. Too bad for Roger, too, Rob countered. She and Roger broke up the month before. They stood there, eyeing each other hungrily for a few moments. Then, Kim turned to leave. He eyed her ass once more, backing into the shadows and starting to beat off. Come see me sometime, she said with a lusty laugh. Now a good time? He asked hopefully, realizing his cock.
You just now realized it?
I just realized I have a cock.
And it's hard. Crazy.
He followed happily, his cock jerking with each jiggle of her tight ass as they walked to her house. Now you're mine. There's no escape, she told him matter-of-factly once in the front door of her house. He gasped with lust when she grabbed him by the shaft of his cock and led him willingly out onto her back deck. To be continued.
Wow. What a story. That one just reminds me of, like, some, like, podunky, like, small town.
Yeah, they have, like, 7 teeth put together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this episode.
Yeah. Come on and have fun with us on Patreon.
Yeah, do that.
Do it.